At a Beltline board meeting earlier this month, Mayor Kasim Reed had strong words for outgoing Atlanta Public Schools Chief Errol Davis, who wasn't in attendance.
Nobody's going to negotiate at the end of a gun. So, you know, if you're going to take hostages, you better be prepared to shoot the hostage.
Davis had recently told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he wanted the contract dispute settled by the time he left office at the end of this month. He said APS is considering legal action. Reed called the comments inappropriate and said the city won't be rushed to settle.
There is no way this is going to be resolved by July 1. No way. So whatever you're threatening to do, you need to do it.
In 2005, the city and APS entered into a contract laying out how the Beltline would be funded. APS agreed to give up some of its property tax dollars. To help offset that, the city promised to make fixed annual payments to APS, payments based on the assumption that real estate prices would always rise.
And, of course, shortly thereafter, the economy tanked.
Cynthia Briscoe-Brown sits on the boards of both APS and the Beltline.
Fast forward to 2013, APS does not receive the first agreed-upon payment.
Since the recession, the contract has been restructured to delay and spread out the agreed-upon payments. But contractually, as of now, the city still owes APS about $19 million. The number is only going to rise in the coming years. The city argues current economic realities require the contract be restructured yet again. But Brown says a contract is a contract.
Contract law is not designed for one party to suddenly decide, I don't like this, this is bad for me after all, I want to change the terms of the contract. If that were true, then nobody would ever enter into a contract. $19 million would go a long way towards adding additional teachers. So we are not interested in being difficult, but we have a responsibility to the children of Atlanta to get this worked out.
In lieu of cash payments, the city has offered APS other forms of compensation, such as IT help and police services. APS Chief Financial Officer Chuck Burbridge says the school system is open to those discussions, but says there's still a lot of distance between the parties. He says it's why APS is considering all its options, including legal action.
We'd rather not be as confrontational, but of course, obviously, if there's two sides looking at a contract, then potentially you do have to bring in a third party to help interpret the language.
Burbridge says it's in the best interest of all parties to get it resolved sooner rather than later, especially for the Beltline.
As long as this dispute exists, the Beltline is precluded from selling bonds using our tax increment to support more rapid development, as opposed to having to do it on a pay-as-you-go basis and having this uncertainty out there.
The Beltline declined comment for this story. Mayor Reed declined as well. But earlier this month at that Beltline board meeting, Reed said he won't be pushed around. He took particular issue with APS forcing the issue during a Beltline fundraising drive.
To do this while we're trying to raise $6 million in 4 months, I just think it's awful. And I'm not going to sit here and play these flowery games.
He said the Beltline is the most popular public project in the city. He suggested residents won't take kindly to APS getting in the way of its progress.
Let's tee it up and let's go. You take the actions you need to take, but I want you to be clear. I'm going to be equally aggressive in addressing whatever you do.
Reed went on to say,
there is nothing in my background as the 4 years in that I've had this job that suggests that I ever cave. It's never happened.
As the contract stands now, the city is to make annual payments to APS until 2030. During that time, the city is expected to pay APS more than $160 million. Cynthia Briscoe-Brown, the APS and Beltline board member, says she hopes, quote, personalities don't get in the way of doing the right thing for Atlanta students. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.